I was back at my high school in Urbana, Illinois over the weekend, and the classrooms are completely different. Today's education experts say teachers in the front and rows of desks of students are not always the best way to learn. But there's another change occurring at high schools around the country. School lockers are vanishing. Kate McGee from Here and Now contributor Texas Standard reports.
Seems like the late director John Hughes couldn't make a movie without setting at least one scene in front of a high school locker. It's where you store your weed, like in the Breakfast Club.
Drugs. Screw that, Bender. Put it back. Drugs. Do you approve of this?
Or maybe shove your boyfriend into a locker, like in Pretty in Pink.
You're a liar! You're ashamed to be seen with
me!
You're ashamed to go out with me!
Or like in 16 Candles, complain to your friends about your parents when they forget your birthday.
Oh, but they could have at least said happy birthday. I mean, it was just like any other day.
Why don't you remind them?
But in many high schools today, the hallways are missing a signature sound. This is what it sounds like in between classes on a recent afternoon at Aikens High School in South Austin, Texas. Students walk by rows of lockers on either side of the hall, hundreds of them. But these lockers don't get assigned anymore unless a student requests one. Out of the more than 2,700 students at Aikens, only two have requested a locker this year, both for medical reasons. The rest are wired shut.
It's just one of those antiques, almost, of education, is the locker.
Brandi Hozak is the principal at Aikens. Across the country, schools have been phasing out lockers for years. Students no longer use textbooks and don't need a place to store heavy books.
That's not where education is anymore. The best teaching is certainly not done from a textbook, and there's nothing in a current textbook right now that we can't be more innovative and authentic with.
At one time, there was a use, but now I think that use is not needed. And kids like to be mobile. I mean, and that's the world we live in. So they're way more flexible.
That's Craig Shapiro. He's the interim associate superintendent of high schools in Austin.
Even if you take a look at the kids here and what they bring, and they'll have their electronic gizmo of choice, and that's enough. But they're not having to lug 8 textbooks. So it's really about accessing the resources that are on the line.
Paige Derrickson is a senior at Aikens. She hasn't had a locker since middle school.
It's a lot easier, you know, having everything on me at all times, not having to, you know, go back to my locker because I forgot my notebook, or having to go back to get a pencil, you know, it's so much easier.
There are other reasons why schools don't assign lockers. No place to hide drugs or weapons, for one. But Hozak and Shapiro say that's less of a concern for them. Even though they're not being used, the Austin School District still installs lockers in newly constructed schools. It's unclear why, but a new committee asked to evaluate the district's buildings and facilities could decide if it's necessary to include lockers in future schools. Or they could take a page from the Netflix series The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
The school's broke. They've been renting out the lockers as hotel rooms for Japanese businessmen.
Something tells me the committee won't approve that idea. For Here and Now, I'm Kate McGee in Austin. Oh, baby.